This review is brought to you by Underbrush, a new thriller by Kevin Carr. There's something in the woods, something worth killing for. Only $2.99 in the Kindle store and free to borrow with Kindle Unlimited.
I run a fair and clean business, and I will fight to my last breath to prove that.
These are dangerous times and we have to adapt. It's not like when we was driving.
There were more murders and rapes in this city last year than there have ever been. So if you've come to tell me that we have an urgent security issue here, trust me, I'm aware.
This can't continue. You're at war here.
It's been 2 years since you started investigating my industry. Do you have any idea who's been doing this to us?
Okay, here's the deal. Director J.C. Chandor follows up his brilliant film Margin Call with the slower, more complex crime drama A Most Violent Year. The film follows a fuel oil businessman in 1981, New York City, one of the most violent years on record for the Big Apple, as he tries to divest organized crime tactics from his business practice. However, a federal investigation and skeletons in his closet keep dragging him down. With solid acting performances by Oscar Isaac, Jessica Chastain, and Albert Brooks, A Most Violent Year was an award film hopeful and missed out on some significant nominations. It's a slow burn film, but that doesn't mean it pulls its punches. One of the last films of the 2014 award season to get a wide release, A Most Violent Year is worth seeing before it leaves theaters. A Most Violent Year gets 3.5 stars out of 5. This is Kevin Carr, and that's the way I see it.